Afternoon, I'm calling from Opinion Research, national polling firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
As you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all. Or I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot.
Likely.
Very likely, or just somewhat likely?
Oh, very likely.
Very likely. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
By mail.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political parties?
Democrat.
What is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
The last one.
Over 65? Okay, thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Cindy Lerner.
That's a waste of your time and mine because I haven't studied them at all, and I don't recognize any of the names.
We just want to know if you recognize the candidate, just four candidates actually, just four names, okay?
Oh, okay.
The first one is Cindy Lerner. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Raquel Regalado?
No.
Kamala Harris?
No.
And Richard Prasnik? Do you recognize the name? Richard Prasnik? No? Okay.
What was the third one?
The third one was Kamala Harris.
Are you saying Kamala Harris?
Yes. The vice president.
I recognize that. Yeah.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
For what?
Your opinion about her. It's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very.
Very favorable. Correct?
Correct.
And now the last one was Richard Prasnik. Do you recognize the name? Richard Prasnik?
No.
No. Okay. No. And we're almost done. We're 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Carlos Garin, Shlomo Danziger, Daniela Levin Cava, Miguel Quintero, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas, or Manny Cid?
No idea.
If elections were held today for mayor, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Carlos Garin, Shlomo Danziger, Daniela Levin Cava, Miguel Quintero, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas.
I have no preference at this point.
Okay, but if you had to choose today, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prasnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
No idea.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
No idea.
Okay. And the last few questions. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission, yes or no?
No.
And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission, yes or no?
No.
You will not be asked the last three questions for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, from college graduate with an associate, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.